time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. And Bruce, is your piano all warmed up?
Seems okay.
I guess it's okay. Bruce is here every week. He takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess two things, the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Alejandro Rubio is on the phone from San Diego. Alejandro, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Oh, great to have you here. Now, is the piano puzzler something that you've been listening to for a while? Do you know what you've gotten yourself into here?
Definitely. I've listened quite a few times, and, you know, I was wondering how many times Summertime is the hidden song.
I think I've done Summertime about six times.
the Gershwin tune has been the hidden tune quite a few times.
You know, there's a movie in which they show Gershwin composing. He's at the piano, and he's thinking with a cigar in his mouth, and he goes, no, no. And then, no. I'm exaggerating a little, but it's just the idea that he couldn't figure out what notes were going to come next. Very funny.
Well, Alejandro, I think Bruce has figured out a succession of notes for you in the Piano Puzzler this week. And I don't know. We'll see if Summertime comes up for a seventh time in this one. But your job will be to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Y'all set?
All right. I'm ready for the challenge.
Okay, Alejandro, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Oh, my.
It's a slightly crazy one.
It is. Alejandro, what do you think?
Well, that was not Summertime.
No, you're right. It was not. He's right.
There we go.
He's got it immediately.
One for
it was,
one.
We never thought about it that way, but it's not.
I like to, you know, start from the back and narrow down.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh, this is going to be difficult. Oh, I'm not sure that I could even hear what song was being hidden in there.
Well, the song is a little tricky, but maybe we should go for the composer first.
Okay. Well, all of my classical music knowledge comes from Looney Tunes, from Smurfs, very cartoon-based.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, it sounds sort of 19th century to me. It makes me think of, like, Schubert, but not sure how close I'm getting there.
Well, it's a good deal earlier than Schubert, but when you say Schubert, it's complex, because Schubert did learn some things from this composer, but it's quite a bit earlier.
Quite a bit earlier. Okay, well,
I mean, let's put it this way. This is Schubert became, in his lifetime, part of the great canon of the classical world, and this composer is also part of that same classical canon.
Okay.
So we don't want to go flying back to the Baroque or anything here.
Okay, I'll try to control myself.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Well, let's see. Could I hear a little bit of that again?
Yes.
It has a kind of a Looney Tunes sound to it.
Well, I have to say, since you mentioned Looney Tunes, this composer invented a kind of wit that most wit in music owes him a debt.
Wow, that good, but I'm still not really sure I know who this is.
Well, I'll give you a clue. The tune is hiding in the piece somewhere.
The tune is hiding it? Oh. Haydn?
You got it. You got it.
Franz Josef Haydn?
Yes, you got it.
Where did you get that idea?
Oh, my.
Yes. This is by Haydn. This Haydn phrase is also the start of a famous tune. Now that's Haydn.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that the tune is still eluding me.
When you said fantastic, that's not the name of the tune, but it's a lot like the name of the tune. If you were German, you might say this word.
Is it Wunderbar?
Yes, Wunderbar is the name of the tune.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
you know, Wunderbar. Now, it is tricky because the tune gets divided up because Haydn writes short phrases. And mm-hmm. The short phrases are echoed and commented upon and repeated in interesting ways. And if I didn't do that, it wouldn't be Haydn. So it is quite tricky. So, for example, here, I have a perfect night for love, but I can't just stay there. It has to come to a little cadence. And what are the words here? Da da dee da da. You're my bride, shining star. And then da da dee da bun da bar. I have ba ba bum ba ba bum. Silence like Haydn. And then one more.
That is just fantastic, seriously. And the worst part is that I should know this. My mother grew up listening to Haydn in the house all the time and singing, what else? Wunderbar.
No
That's
kidding.
That's where I learned the song.
You said your mother listened to Haydn and sang Wunderbar, and here I give you this as a puzzler.
We've been doing research on you, Alejandro, for a long time.
And right here in the studio is your mom.
No, it wouldn't have surprised me.
So Wunderbar, hidden in the style of Haydn, in this particular piano puzzler.
Wow. Well, all I can say about that is Wunderbar.
Alejandro, what's your public radio station?
I'm a member of KPBS San Diego.
Oh, great public radio station in San Diego. Alejandro Rubio from San Diego, California. Great to have you this week on the Piano Puzzler.
Well, thanks so much. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, we really enjoyed having you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.